made some progress on this problem that you've been mighty patient on.
Did you really?
Yeah. He tells me that he will leave if I get him a good ambassadorship. So I'm going to try to find the first opening I can. They tell me I might have one or two along in the 1st of October. So Meany says he can deliver him, and he wants to recommend some young man's assistant. I told him to do it, but I think that what you better do is try to get you three or four people that you would like to work with.
Assuming Jim goes to the undersecretary.
Yeah.
Mr. President, that's a grand thing.
Well, I think you've been wonderful and been very enduring and very considerate and very big about it. Let the little men appear to be big shots until your time comes, and I've just been waiting for it. And I lowered with him the other day and just told him I had to do this. And that, he said, well, said I was embarrassed. You'd have mentioned it to me ahead of time, or I would have done it all the time. And I said, well, we don't always do things like we should, and we made a mistake, but let's do it. So he called me today and said, I've got that worked out for you. He said he won't take the National Labor Relations Board. That's what I offered him. He won't take the Equal Employment job. That's what I offered him. But said, if you get him a good ambassadorship, said he wants Ireland. I told him, well, Ireland wasn't open and wouldn't be open. He said, well, get him something and he'll take it. And I said, all right. So I've called Crockett. He's out in Denver. I called Macy. He's making a speech. And so I know there's going to be one or two Latin American. He's a good Catholic, and I guess
you'll make a good ambassador.
I think we can work it out that way, and then I think that you deserve it for your patience and understanding. I think Jim Reynolds deserves it. Now, what I'm worried about now is not get another Hennings. So I think what you better do is look over his friends, look over who has. Who has influence with him, look over who Kirkland would like, look over somebody that would have the IQ that you would want, that you could draft.
Well, I asked you to run to George Meany.
Well,
so this don't have an open sieve.
I know, but that's why you better get somebody nominated that you can get cleared with him. I've told him that. I said, now you make your recommendations. We would like to consider him. We don't want an anti-labor man. We want a man that'll be fair. But we want a man that'll be loyal, number one, to me, number two, to the secretary. And we want somebody that'll be loyal to the working man in this country. So he said he wants to make some recommendations, but he doesn't have anybody in mind now. Now, I don't know who you have, but some of these fellows that could work for you from time to time that are connected to the labor movement, you might be looking over the list, and you'll try to figure out who you want, get two or three or four names, and go over and talk to Kirkland about them.
You ever heard of Bob Perrin, who used to be McNamara's?
Yeah, I know him, and I liked him. And I think it'll mean he did. Meany talked to me about him one time.
Well, he was the one they wanted to nominate for Stanley at his spot.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he'd sure be okay with me.
Well, what I'll do, if you'll get me over a little memo, I'll say to him that this is a fellow that he recommended, and looks like to me that he'd be a good one if we work this out before I tell him it's worked out, and I've got to get the country. I wouldn't tell anybody else, wouldn't even tell Jim Reynolds. Nobody know it but me and you and the government until we get this worked out with him. I'll get the ambassadorship in the next day or two as soon as I can locate a vacancy, and then we'll get him off to that.
Well, it'll be hard to tell you how much this means as far as I'm concerned, and not just in personal terms, but I haven't been able to do the job here.
You've done a mighty wonderful job, both of you have, and I'm mighty grateful to you.
Mr. President, there's one personnel matter, and I haven't often presumed on you on them, but as between, on this matter of Gamzer, we were talking, Jim was talking again this morning to the to Wolf, the railroad, and they hate the Gamzer thing very, very strongly, and I don't know whether you know that on the other side there is a very divided labor position. For example, Charlie Luna would not endorse Gamzer. All I would say, and I appreciate the possible impropriety of this to you, all I would say is that the labor feeling is much stronger about the NLRB man than it is about Gamzer. And I think that the industry, I mean, they're much more in favor of what's his name, Brown, than they are of Gamzer. And I think the labor support for, the industry opposition to Gamzer is a factor to be taken into account. But I don't mean to press the point. I just want to mention those
things. I think we ought to. I've got the Powell thing on Gamzer, and I've got Maney fussing for both of them. I told him I wanted to appoint two new men, and I'd like to have their recommendation. They won't recommend anybody but these two. McCullough's coming in to see me about Brown now. I have these problems coming up, and I'd like to have some of my own people that I name in there, but I've got to talk to Powell whenever he gets back from his vacation on Gambler. He's raising hell about wanting him. I told Meany I didn't want to reappoint him. Meany wants me to very much, and I told him I didn't want to appoint Brown, but I would consider reappointing both of them if he'd work this other thing out for me. And he said, well, he would. Now, I'm not committed to, but I've implied that I would seriously consider it if he'd go and see that they were Johnson people and they would be loyal to me and support me and be my friend all the time. He said he would, and he's done that, but I still haven't given him a commitment. I think the thing we ought to do, this labor, the NLRB job has to be failed, or there'll be a vacancy before the 28th. I guess I'll have to make up my mind on Brown. I don't have anything for him or against him. I'm going to talk to McCullough today or tomorrow. I forgot he's on the schedule coming in. He's very strong for him.
Yeah, you know McCullough, so I don't need to tell you about him. But you would not find two men who would be stronger for you than Frank McCullough. And by you, I mean for the president. Than Frank McCullough and Jerry Brown.
Well, I just probably have to go along with him.
May I ask you one other thing?
Yes, sir.
The telephone call from Wolf was interesting. He's raising the possibility. There's a wage prospect, a kind of loose wage reopener on the railroads now. Suppose it were possible to work out about a 4% wage settlement on all the railroads. Wouldn't that be one of the best things we could get right about now?
I don't know. I would think so. I haven't thought about it.
Golly, if we could get one or two that were solid in the range around 3.8 to 4%, it'd do more than anything else I can think of to get us back on this track.
Yeah.
We'll explore.
All right. Okay. Wait a minute. There's something else I want to... Oh, yeah, I see where Ruther wants real motos on skilled labor or something.
He's coming in, and I'm going to find out what it is. I don't know. I had lunch today with with Jennings, electrical people's president, the IUE president.
General Electric.
Yep, he's a top notcher, and as nearly as I can feel that one, unless you have something that I don't have, that one is going to be a very, very rough piece of business.
I would gather so, because GE is very rough.
That's right. And the telephones I have the feel is working out, although I don't know the details, but the GE thing. Are you clear as to whether Bob can or cannot take a strike on GE?
I don't know. That's my answer.
I'll check with him.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Bye.